So let me bring everybody up to speed real quick. Since it was back to school time, we've been talking about back to school, right? Amen. And we want our children to be good students. At the end of the day, we want our children to be good students, right? And I said that, you know, in addition to that, we are disciples of God. We are God's disciples. And a disciple is a student of the word. So, and God wants his children to be good students too. Amen. So we want our kids to be good students, and God wants his children to be good students. Amen. And then I gave you the A student formula. Amen. A formula for good students. And it consisted of three very important things. I'm going to mention them again. The first thing to being a good student is you got to be consistent, right? Got to go to school every day. I worked this formula. I'm telling you all, it works. The second thing is you got to be open-minded. Amen. You can't go with a closed mind. It can't teach you anything if you know everything. Amen. So you got to be open-minded. And the third real important piece is you got to be positive. You got to go with a positive attitude. The three N's, nothing negative, never. You know, if you're negative, it's hard to find answers when you close this and are you negative about whatever the subject is. Amen. It's hard to find the answer. I said, if you apply those three things, you'll be an A student or a good student. Amen. And that was the formula. Just those three things. God has been dealing with me about the number three, too. Amen. So let's talk about the number three. All right. Let's talk about the number three a little bit. First of all, the number three is associated with the Trinity, right? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. They're three. But the three are really one. Amen. They all in agreement. Those three are always in agreement all the time. They don't disagree because they are one. Amen. Another thing about the number three is it establishes the word, right? Because it says out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established, right? So we know the number three is associated with that as well. It means that you receive protection. Amen. It's guidance. And it's help from the divine forces, the three that I want. Amen. It's like your angels, they're protecting us, saints, and giving us support, giving us strength. Amen. But in math, the number three is a prime number. Number three, it's a prime number. And it's also a triangular number. Amen. Y'all want to talk about the number three? I'm going to show y'all some things about this number. What is a prime number anyway? A prime number is a number that's divisible by itself and another number. Oh, I'm about to take y'all to school now. Divisible by itself and another number. Amen. And one cannot be a prime number because it doesn't fit the description, right? One is itself, but it's just one. The definition is a number in itself that's divisible by another number. So it's got to be two involved, amen, to have a prime number. So what about the number two? Is it a prime number? Two is a prime number. One times two is two. Ain't no other way to get to two. You got two numbers. You got one and two. One times two is two. Two is a prime number. Amen. Women don't like math. They say that anyway. What about three? I said three is a prime number, right? Exactly right. One times three is three. There's no other way to get to it. One times three is three. It's divisible by, it's one and three they're involved. It's a prime number. Amen. Let's keep going. What about the number four? Is four a prime number? Not at all. See, these young students know. Why? Because two times two is, so what's another way to get to it? Amen. So four, not a prime number. Amen. What about the number five? Five a prime number? Yes, it is. What other way can we get to 5? Other than 1 times 5? There's no other way to get to it. 5 is a prime number. Are y'all getting this now? Cammy don't give no more answers either. You know, you fresh out of school. What about 6? Is 6 a prime number? Not at all. 2 times 3 is 6. Amen. You can only get a prime number is a number that's divisible by itself and another number. Amen. 6 is not a prime number. What about 7? 7 is a prime number? Oh, y'all got it now. 7 is definitely a prime number. Only way you can get that 1 times 7 is 7. That's it. So prime is first. Prime means of first importance, saints. Amen. 3 is a prime number. It's a main number. Amen. I want you all to see this real clear. We look at ourselves as prime. Amen. It's us and what? God. That's it. Amen. And God is number 1. I got to let you see this. We prime in God's sight. Amen. They say when a nurse, like if she works at a hospital, right? Her prime concern, what is that? That the patient is well taken care of, right? The well-being of a person. Prime is always the first thing. Amen? Prime is the main thing, the chief thing, the key thing, the primary thing, the central thing, the foremost thing, the first thing, the most important, the paramount thing. Amen. The major thing, the dominant, the supreme. Amen. I want you all to see who we are in his sight. Amen. We're prime to God. Amen. Then I said it's also triangular, right? So it's triangular. 3 is triangular. It's 3 shapes, 3 sides. Amen. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Always in agreement, right? The 3 are 1. That makes them prime. Amen. Oh, I got to, y'all following me with this? You know what the number 3 biblically represents? It's divine wholeness. Amen. Completeness. Perfection. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The number 3 was used to put divine stamp on completion or fulfillment on the subject. So I'm going to keep this number. I want y'all to keep this number in your mind. I want to stay in the vein of number 3 right now. We staying there? Y'all with me? Because today I'm going to give you 3 of the most important things in your life. Okay? I gave you the 3. To keep you as an A student, right? What were those? Be consistent. Be open-minded. Be positive. Now I'm going to give you 3 of the most important things in your whole life. And I'm going to break them down. I'm going to dissect. Okay? Praise God. We on 3 today, right? The number 1, the most important thing in your whole life is the Holy Spirit. God's Spirit needs to live in you. Amen. Do you hear me? And God showed me with Ashley the power of the Holy Spirit. He'd been dealing with me about that Holy Spirit. Because I told the Holy Spirit when I was in that tub, I had missed the assignment. God says, send the mama a text, give her the word that he's going to heal her on the mama's faith. The mama got to bring her. Just like they dropped the man in the ceiling and God told him, I'm going to heal you. What I ain't never seen it. What kind of faith is this? I'm going to heal him on your faith because you're going to bring him and you can't get in. You're going to go on the roof and cut a hole in it. I'm going to heal him on your faith. Get up out of that bed and walk. Amen. And he told me to get a mama that principle and I didn't do it. I forgot. I was trying to get all this word together, and I'm in the shower, and I'm just praising God and thanking him, Lord. I thank you for healing Ashley. I know you go. It didn't hit me. I didn't even give her the instruction. I said, Holy Spirit, you got to go and get a mama and draw her. You got to do it, Holy Spirit. I missed it. She came walking in here. It was amazing. The Holy Spirit is the number one thing you need in your life, dwelling in you. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless y'all. Just missed the math test. Pastor Hart, you know you're good at math. Praise God. Right now, we on the number three. And I'm, you know, we talked about the three main things that are used by the A student. And now we're talking about the three most important things in your life. Amen. And the number one is the Holy Spirit. Amen. The number two is your assignment. Amen. You don't want to leave earth, saints, hear me, without completing the assignment. Whatever God sent you here to do, please get it done. Amen. And you're going to need the Holy Spirit to know what that is. It wants to lead you around in all truth, right? The truth is what he sent you here to do. You want to know that truth. Amen. So the number one thing, the most important thing in your life is the Holy Spirit. The second most important thing in your life is your assignment. And the third most important thing in your life is the seed. It represents what you're given to create the future that you want. Amen. One of the most important principles you can learn is seed time and harvest. That's a real important principle. Amen. Jesus told his disciples, if you don't get this one, I can't teach you none of them. Amen. You got to know, you got to understand seed time and harvest. And if you don't, ask a farmer. He know when to plant and he know when to collect that harvest. And so seed time and harvest is the third most important thing of your life. Holy Spirit, number one. Your assignment, number two, and seed time and harvest, number three. Amen. But today I want to talk about number one, the Holy Spirit. Because God has really, really, truly been dealing with me on the Holy Spirit. Ever since I said, Holy Spirit, you got to go to Ashley's mama and draw her and give her the word that God gave me to give her to get her in the service. Ever since then, he's been dealing with me about the Holy Spirit. So one thing we know about the Holy Spirit is he leads us into all truth. We know that, right? Jesus is the truth, right? So we want to be led by the Spirit of God, right? Jesus promised us that the Holy Spirit would come, but he called him the Comforter and the Spirit of Truth, right? Let me show it to you how he did it in John. Look, turn to John chapter 14 real quick. We're on the number three today. The Trinity, right? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And the three are what, saints? One. Amen. And that makes three a prime number. Amen. All right, here we go. John 14, look at verse 9. It says, Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? See, Philip didn't understand this three principle I'm telling you all right now. He didn't understand nothing about the Trinity. Amen. God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He didn't know that. Amen. So he was like asking Jesus, show us the Father. So we'll understand if you show us. See, Jesus is God in the flesh, right? So that's why he said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. God is three-dimensional. All right? He's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And the three are one. Philip, he didn't understand that principle. He's saying, what do you mean? You know, just show us the Father. And Jesus didn't understand. What do you mean? How are you going to say, show? You see me, you seen the Father. I and the Father are one. Amen. All right, look at verse 10. It says, believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? Jesus can't believe it. He said, don't you believe that? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. See, that's our perfect example right there, saints. We are flesh, right? And God dwells in us. So who's doing the work? He is. He does the work in us. That's why the number one thing is you need to have the Holy Spirit living in you. Amen. That's the number one thing. Look what he says in verse 11. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Jesus is saying, believe me by the work that's being done in me. That's what he's telling them. He says, I'm in the Father and the Father is in me. But if you don't believe that, look at the work. Look at what's going on. Look at what I'm doing. That's what he's telling them. If you don't even believe that, you can't get with that. Just look what's going on. Then he says in verse 12, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and a greater works than these he shall do, because I go unto my Father. So, thanks to God, he's letting them know that the works that he's doing, because we believe on Jesus, we're going to do a greater work than he's doing. Amen? Because Jesus is going to the Father on our behalf. Amen? And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. See, when we ask in Jesus' name, he'll do it to glorify his Father. Amen. He'll do what we ask him to do to glorify his Father. That's what the scripture is saying. Lord, you got to heal. Lord, thank you for healing Ashley. Thank you for doing that, Lord. He's going to do that to glorify God. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. But here, get this one right here, saints. If ye shall ask what, saints? Anything in my name, I will do it. Now, this really shows the importance of the Holy Spirit living in you. Because, see, the Holy Spirit is leading us into all truth. So he's showing us really what we should ask. Amen. It says we should ask anything. But he's really saying anything the Holy Spirit show you, you ask that thing. Amen. That just keep reminding me of Ashley. I asked the Holy Spirit, you got to do it, Holy Spirit. You got to go. Look at verse 15. If you love me, what, saints? Keep my commands. Jesus is just really saying, if you love him, then just do what I tell you to do. Amen. Just do it the way I tell you to do it. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you what? Another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Now, why did Jesus want the Father to give another comforter? That's the catch to this whole scripture right here. Now, y'all, I want you all to follow this closely. It says, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. See, Jesus was about to leave them. Again, they didn't get that peace. Jesus was about to leave them to go to the Father. But he says, I'm just not going to leave you. I'm going to have the Father send you another comforter. Amen. I want you to see that, because the Holy Spirit is not an it, it's not a thing, it's a he. Amen. This is so important right here. So that he may abide with you forever. So Jesus is saying, I'm leaving. I'm getting ready to go to the Father, but I'm just not going to leave you with nothing. I'm going to ask the Father to give you another comforter. Look at verse 17. Even the Spirit of truth. Who is that? The Holy Spirit, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and what, saints? And living in you. Huh? He said, I'm a go to the Father, but I'm just not going to leave you alone. I'm going to ask the Father to send another comforter to you, and this comforter is going to lead you. He's going to show you now the things I've been showing you. Amen. I'm just not going to leave you out here, and you're not going to be led anymore. No, the comforter is going to lead you now, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Look at verse 19. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. It says, yet a little while. What does that mean, saints? Because he's leaving. He's leaving the world in the flesh. He said, y'all ain't going to see me no more for a little while. That's what he's telling them. Yet a little while, you ain't going to see me no more. That's what the scripture's saying, right? But then it says, but ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. We see him. Amen. Because we know he's alive. You know, but the world, they cannot see him. Amen. Look at verse 20. And that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and what, saints? And I in you. I'm dwelling in you. I'm in the Father. The Father's in me. The three are one. So if he's in us and we're in him, we all in the Father too. Amen. He says, one in you and I in you. I in you. So the Holy Spirit living in us. God's Spirit living in us. Amen. We're talking about the three most important things in your life, and the number one on the list is the Holy Spirit. But what I want you all to notice is when Jesus was speaking about the Holy Spirit, he spoke of a person. He kept saying him and he. See, many pictures that we see in the Bible, they're metaphors and emblems in the Bible. And it can misrepresent and distort that who he really is. Amen. He's not a wind. See, when I think of the Holy Spirit, I used to think of a wind or a fire or a dove. You know what I'm saying? Or an it. But he's not none of that. He's a he, a him. And Jesus constantly said he and him all through those scriptures that I just read you. Amen. The Holy Spirit is not an attitude, saints, or an atmosphere or an environment. Yeah, we can create those things for him, but that's not him. Amen. He is a person who talks and thinks and plans. Amen. He is incredibly brilliant and articulate. He's the voice of the Godhead speaking right to us. I want y'all to catch this, because the Lord been just dealing with me about the Holy Spirit ever since I said, the Holy Spirit, you got to go and give her that word. I missed it. I didn't do it. I didn't send a text, and it's too late. Amen. And he been just dealing with me about the Holy Spirit. The voice of the Godhead to us. Let me show it to you in John again. Turn to, you in 14, go to 16. Go to John 16. I'll make this plain today. Amen. That three are one. Amen. And that Holy Spirit is something else in our lives. John 16, look at verse 13. It says, howbeit when he, who did Jesus call him again? He, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Again, Jesus is leaving now. Amen. And he's telling the disciples, see, the disciples was used to Jesus solving all their problems, saints. If they brought a problem to Jesus, he solved it. Amen. He gave them the word. He led them. But now he's about to go and be with the Father. Amen. And he's telling them, whatsoever he shall hear, speaking of the Holy Spirit, that shall he speak. So he's going to speak to us. And he shall show you things to come. Oh, the Holy Spirit is important. Look at verse 14. He shall glorify me. So Jesus is saying the Holy Spirit is going to glorify him. For he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. That's why it says he leads us and grabs us and he leads us into all truth. He's showing us the truth. Who is Jesus? The truth. Amen. He will show them what Jesus told them. That's what that scripture is saying. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he will take of mine and shall show it unto you. See, the Father gave it all to Jesus, right? Jesus said, I got all power. And the Holy Spirit is going to show it to us. Amen? You got to get this. You got to get that peace. Look at verse 16. Here we go. A little while, and ye shall not see me. And again, a little while, and you shall see me, because I go to the Father. That statement right there drove the Jews crazy. I want y'all to finish reading that. I'm not going to go any farther. But they just couldn't help. What is he talking about? A little while, and we're not going to see him. And then a little while, we're going to see him again. They couldn't get with that. Amen. They couldn't understand him leaving and returning. But he had to go to the Father, saints. But the Father sent his Holy Spirit to guide us. Huh? We walk by faith and not by sight. See, we don't have to see him. Amen. They was used to seeing him. Oh, what are we going to do now? He was trying to tell them, this is what you're going to do now. My Father's going to send the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, and he's going to begin to lead you now. He's a person. Oh, you got to get it. You got to get it, saints. We can't see Jesus now in the flesh until he returns. You all hear me, saints? But that Holy Spirit, we can see that. We can see it working. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. They couldn't understand that. You know why they couldn't understand it? Because they was in the flesh. That's why many people that we know that in the world that just can't get this, they in the flesh. They can't understand it. They do not, they can only understand what they see. If they don't see it, they don't understand it. And they couldn't get it. The Jews was like, we don't know what. No, you're going to leave. You're going to in a little while. Then you're going to come back. They couldn't get it. They was in the flesh. We're talking about the three most important things in your life today, saints. And the number one thing is the Holy Spirit. Amen. I want you to see him for who he really is. I want you to see him clearly. Because that really changed my life when that happened. You know, and I was just, again, doing what God was telling the Lord, Holy Spirit, you got to, you know, but the Lord opened my eyes even and took me deeper into the Holy Spirit. Jesus described them, saints, as a teacher or a mentor. Amen. Let me show you this. Turn to John chapter 14. Again, Jesus was about to leave them, right? He was about to go back to the Father, right? John chapter 14, look at verse 25. It says, these things I have spoken unto you, being yet present with you. See, he was still present with them, but he was just trying to tell them what's getting ready to happen. He says, so I'm going to speak these things while I'm yet present with you. I look at verse 25. But the Comforter, which is who, saints? The Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. So Jesus looked at him as a teacher, a mentor. Amen. He wasn't a fog or a wind, saints. He wasn't fire or rain. I want you to see him, saints. He wasn't merely a white dove at a baptismal service. That wasn't the Holy Spirit to Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. If he were to win, saints, how could he mentor men? Think about that. If he was a white bird, how could he teach you all the sayings of Jesus? Amen. Just think about it. Thank you, Jesus. If he were fire, how could he impart and counsel you? If he's fire. Huh? Yeah, he can move like all those things, but that's not who he is. Amen. It's like if you come in a room and you smell the aroma of some really good food. Well, the aroma is not the food, huh? The aroma, and that's how we've been misinterpreting the Holy Spirit as the aroma. Look at the atmosphere, all that is present, but the Holy Spirit is a he, amen. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All those pictures, saints, that I just showed you, you know, fire and rain and fog, and all those things, I just simply used to reveal his natures and his qualities. For example, he can enter your life like water, okay, and refresh you. He's like water. He's not water. Okay, turn to Isaiah 44. Let me read this one to you real quick. Isaiah 44 and verse 3 says this, "For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour what, saints? My spirit upon thy seed and my blessing upon thine offspring. And they shall spring up as among the grass, as willows by the water courses." See, the Spirit of God will refresh you like water. Amen. You got to see it, saints of God. Thank you, Jesus. The Holy Spirit can move suddenly and quickly in your life, like wind. Amen. He can come in like wind, but he's not wind. Amen. Look at Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, I'm going to read verse 2. It says, "And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting." Amen. It says, and suddenly, see, he could come into your life quickly, like wind. Amen. But if you keep going, he can purify you like fire. Same scripture. Go to verse 3. It says, Acts, I just read 2. He could come suddenly, and then he can purify you like fire. Look at 3. "And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were filled with," come on, saints, "the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." Huh? It came like fire. It said fire, cloven tongues like as the fire. Amen. And we see all these things. Look at your program today. I saw an interesting picture on the front of your program. It has, it's talking about the Holy Spirit, and it shows the little fire. And it also shows the dove, because he can come like those things, but those things are not him. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let me just say this, saints. The Holy Spirit will come to you in a way you need him the most. Huh? That's why we say God is our everything. Huh? He meets our need. Everything we need is in him. Because he could be whatever we need him to be. Moses said, "Who should I tell him came? Sent me." What did he tell him? "Tell him I am sent you." Moses said, "I am." Why you tell him I am? Because I am whatever you need. I'm showing you this in the Holy Spirit today. Whatever you need, the Holy Spirit can come and be that for you. I needed him to go send that message. Holy Spirit, you got to draw it. You got to go and get his message to Ashley's mother. You got to do it. He did it. Amen. She came. Probably did it better than my little text would have done. Amen. She probably would have looked at my text and said, "Oh, he really want us to come." Huh? But when the Holy Spirit went out and drew her, she came walking through that door. Ashley couldn't wait to give her testimony. I couldn't wait to lay hands on her. I couldn't wait for all of us to pray for her. Oh, that was a beautiful, oh my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God the Father. Amen. Thank you for this word, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. The Holy Spirit will come, saints, in the way you need him the most. He can come gentle, like a mother nourishing her children. Or if you're facing a real tough decision, he can come as a brilliant, articulate advisor to you. I love that. Because he's been showing up advising me. You know, I think I know. I think I'm, well, you know, this is what I'm going to do. And then it's like that 2, I don't know what it is about 2 o'clock in the morning, but I love it. It's like right at 2, he began to speak to me. This is what you need to do. Have you even thought about this? And things he tell you, you ain't never even thought. I'm like, that ain't even crossed my mind ever. Well, just do it tomorrow and watch what happens. I'd be like, thank you. He can come in whatever way you need him to come. Amen. When you are scared or tormented from a battle, he'll come as that confident healer to you. Amen. I want y'all to embrace this truth, saints, that the Holy Spirit is a person. This is really will heighten your Christian walk dramatically. Amen. The Holy Spirit is a person. All right. Not a dove, not the wind, not fire. Amen. A person. Jesus say, he gonna do this. He gonna do that. He gonna do the other. Amen. Always calling him he. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We are not alone. Huh? When Jesus went to set things up for the Father, for us, he left us this comforter, the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's now leading us in everything that Jesus says, the Holy Spirit, what the scriptures say, he ain't speaking about himself. He just telling you what Jesus, he reminding you. Brothers, y'all know like how our wives remind us. Huh? You said you was going to do blah, blah, blah. See, when we get off course, we make the mistake, which is a good thing, of telling our wives, baby, you know, the Lord told me to do this, that, and the other. And then we keep on going. We so glad we gave her a word from the Lord on what he told us to do. And then we kind of slip off and we go to doing something else. She will quickly remind you, you said the Lord told you to do. You be like, yeah, you right. And you start making excuses. You right, but see, I was going to do. But you said the Lord told you to do. Amen. That's how the Holy Spirit is. Holy Spirit, when Jesus tell you some things, he'll give you some instructions and commandments because you love him. He said, if you love me, you will do what? Keep my do what I tell you to do. That's what he said. So now he'll give you some instructions and tell you to do some things, and here come the Holy Spirit. Oh, that wasn't the truth. Where'd you get that from? How'd you enter into that truth? Jesus told you to do blah, blah, blah. Oh, thank you. Everybody say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, the Holy Spirit is keeping us on track. Amen. He's the Spirit of God. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, thank you for your Spirit. Father, thank you to teach me to walk and live with my companion, your Holy Spirit, Lord. You are not fire or rain or wind. You're the Holy One that created us, Lord. And we thank you for what you're showing us today and how to walk with him, Lord. He's the number one thing in our life, Father. You said there's three things. The Holy Spirit, the seed that you give us, Lord. And what was the second thing, saints? Our assignment. Amen. But the number one thing is the Holy Spirit, because we're going to get that assignment from the Holy Spirit. It's going to show us. It's going to lead us in the truth. It's going to show us what we need to plant and where we need to plant it. Amen. It leads us into all truth. So I just wanted to talk about that Holy Spirit today, because God just showed me so many things about the beautiful thing of him allowing him to dwell inside of us. Amen. He is I am. He is everything. Huh? It's the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And the three are what, saints? They are one. They are always in agreement. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for the Godhead, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. You are 3D, three-dimensional. And we understanding you better and better and more every day. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Who do we need to pray for, saints?